for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Come on in, y'all. We've got the door wide open at Rosie on the House. Great big Arizona good morning to you all. Thank you for tuning in. As we are on the approach leg of our landing into the holiday season, we hope you have got all of your planning and organizing in place so that you can thoroughly enjoy the guests coming and going all through the next 2 months that hopefully will be showing up at your house like they're going to be showing up at my house. We've got the whole gang coming in this year, and Jennifer and I are already beginning the little preparation steps to make sure everybody feels welcome and has a special place, special little treat in the pantry, all with their little name on it. So we're going to talk today a little bit about getting ready, of minimizing your stress and anxiety over hosting guests by maybe taking the opportunity now to get organized ahead of time. Stuff. It's in every corner. Stuff.
My favorite thing is throwing stuff away.
No, your favorite thing is throwing my stuff away.
Your stuff.
No, I'm going to contest you there just a little bit, sweet darling.
That's because your stuff is stuff and my stuff is treasures.
Oh, okay. Well, I can see that, man.
I think that's probably a common battle. Huh?
Well, you know, stuff, you kind of have an evolution of gathering stuff. That's for sure. You leave home. As a young adult, hopefully.
Ours did.
And everything you own fits in a backpack shoebox. That's about it. And you land at that apartment and or dorm room, and you've got a concrete block and old door blanks as your furniture, your dining room table, your office desk, and everything else, and then acquiring like some hand, you know, furniture things. And then you meet that magical person you want to spend the rest of your life with. You get married, and you've got that. Now you've got all the shower gifts. That's really your first wave of stuff that you have to start managing. And it's I was so tickled for our wedding when Fred and Francis gave that coffee pot. I just thought that coffee pot was the best wedding gift we had. And I just thought, that's so cool. Now I can make my own coffee. But then you've got the toasters, the vacuums, the luggage. And now your little apartment is kind of getting a little tight. And it's your first stage of having to organize your stuff. And it's all manageable right up until the time the first child comes. And then your life isn't going to be the same ever again. Now you've got to get the cribs, the car seats, the crank up little swinging rockabye baby swingers. What did they call those chairs?
Just a swing.
Swings. Automatic.
Automated swing.
Elevated swings. The little walkers that run over your toes all the time. The little, you sit them in there and they run through there. Then you've got the makeup bags and the diaper bags. And, I mean, now you've got stuff. With every additional person added, you've got exponential growth of stuff. And now the apartment's not big enough, let alone the car's not big enough. So now you're moving into maybe instead of a studio apartment, you're going into a bedroom apartment, one bedroom, maybe a two-bedroom. And you start accumulating stuff with this child now, every weekend getaway, every vacation, certainly every holiday, every birthday, you're accumulating what at the time seemed like really cute little keepsakes. It's really just a lot more stuff.
A lot of plastic stuff.
It's a lot of stuff. And the stuff starts piling up on that secondhand furniture and on those bookcases that are made out of 1x8 pine boards stacked up with concrete blocks. And the stuff starts growing to the point where that child two comes. And then you're dead. Or that child one has now learned to sleep through the night. So with all the spare time as a young parents, now with all the spare time with that child sleeping through the night, you decide to do something crazy, like pick up a hobby. we picked up the hobby in our family as camping. And that's what we did with all the kids, and ever since Jennifer and I have been married, we've always camped. Well, consider camping stuff. Sleeping pads, air mattresses or cots, sleeping bags, tent, folding table, folding chairs, lantern, camp stove, chuck wagon storage cabinets and supplies, dishware, cookware, cleaning supplies, bathroom facilities, camping toiletry necessities. It becomes like now you've got the baby and the hobby, and now you've got to start looking into that first home. And so that's where we find ourselves. And now you get to the point where the kids start leaving, and you kind of realize in a painful way sometimes what they treasure and what they don't treasure, because you know how much of their stuff you're storing at your house. It's all part of the game, right?
Well, and they want to store their stuff as they transition, so it's because they don't have a place to store their stuff. So your garage becomes their storage closet.
Well, it can in a lot of instances, that's for sure. The one of the things we wanted to talk about today was this minimizing the stress by organizing. Let's talk about this. We took a poll, or I read a poll, about when are people buying their Christmas trees? When are they setting up their Christmas trees? And Thanksgiving weekend kind of seems to be the trigger for that. It's right after or within a week or two after Thanksgiving. I see the Christmas tree lots going up now. And imitation trees are certainly more popular than I dreamed they would ever become. Even though I have a little allergic reaction to a Christmas tree in the house, I still prefer the live just for the smell it puts inside the house. So you get the Christmas tree. Jennifer and I have been decorating Christmas trees together for 43 years. I still have not been smart enough to figure out how to put Christmas tree lights away this year so I don't have to spend 3 hours untangling them next year. Gary, have you ever had success in figuring that? I've tried every little Nicky gadget thing that you could buy, and I can't figure out how to make this work.
So I have a string of lights that I outline the top part of my house. In the last 2 years, I've been able to slowly roll them and put a piece of wax paper on the top and put the other lights on there too. But because they're those plastic star lights, when you go to unravel them, they hook on to the rest of the wiring and all that. So I'm back to square one.
Yeah.
It's a challenge. But once they're up, they're gorgeous.
Somehow, some way, somebody's going to figure out what to do with Christmas lights to where, and if you have an idea, feel free to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We possibly could make your invention world renowned, and you forever would never even have to worry about setting up or putting down lights. You could hire it done for yourself. If you've got the solution, let us know.
Well, the solution, you know, it's a little different than the traditional lights. There's actually, I'm going to look it up and find it, but they're designed to be installed with the home. So they're always present on the eaves, and you can change them year-round if you want outside lighting. They're LEDs, so they can be multiple different colors. You can program the scheme. It can change automatically or manually. But it, you know, the solution is to not have those strings of wires. Now, that doesn't help for trees and landscape and shrubs, so we've still got that issue to solve. But for the house, I think these ones you install when you're actually building the home is the real right solution there.
LED Eve lights, and those also can work in a good way as far as security as well, in that And the fact that you can change the color of the light, many times it can just be white. And they can actually be set up on beams. As people walk up to the house, they're triggered, and the Eve lights turn on, so the entire house is lit up. It's a security tactic that we're beginning to see used by a lot of different large remodels and new custom homes. So, but that absolutely is critical, Romy, in that nothing has to be picked up, rolled up, stored for a year. It's there all the time, year round. So there's one solution. Maybe you have another one as well. We're talking with one of our Rosie certified partners. The company is called Get Organized with Bridges. And she will assist and help you in putting together a attack list, a strategy, a tactic for taking a look at all the things that you do or don't have piled up and how to address it, what to do with it, how to store it. We're going to be covering some of her tips that we have in today's article through the course of this hour. But if you'd like a question, we have lots of questions that came in during the week that we want to address, people trying to get things taken care of around their house. We'll take care of those. Jennifer and I are here in studio. Romy's in studio. Of course, our broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D, is here in studio. If you'll ring us at 1-888-767-4348. We'll do everything we can to put our homeowner, remodeling, maintenance, and repair experience to work for you, the Arizona homeowner, here at Rosie on the House.